Audience effects content. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips number 405 and part 10 of our current series, Your Voice Matters, tips for new and inexperienced speakers. And today it's part two of a tip that Anna Oliver sent me, which we started last week. So go back and have a look at that one for the information there. And it's all about connecting with our audience, or knowing who our audience are so that we can connect with them, and making specific, deliberate steps, plans to connect with them. Last time we talked about getting to know our audience. Today we're talking about the context and how that affects the actual content of what we are going to present to people. Yes, we have this text, but we need to set it in the context of the people to whom we are speaking. That's the point today. And we're going to do it by having a brief look at the contrast and the comparison between Peter and Stephen. Peter in Acts chapter 2 and Stephen in Acts chapter 7. These are two stunning examples of how the context of the audience shaped the content of the lesson. Now, I would advise you to do this right now if you can, or plan a time to do this as an exercise before finishing the rest of this video. If you can attempt the exercise before looking at the conclusions that I am going to go on and talk about and that are in the show notes, that I think will be a more useful exercise for you. Of course, you don't have to. But if you'd like to pause the video or the audio recording, if you're listening to that, for a few minutes, do the exercise. It won't take you very long. I think that would be helpful. Anyway, the point is to notice what's happening rather than to do an exhaustive analysis. So don't worry if you don't have a lot of time. So what I suggest you do, skim Acts chapter 2 from the verse where the Holy Spirit descends to where the 3,000 are baptized. Skim that. You don't have to read it in every detail. That's not the point of the exercise here today. And then do the same thing with Stephen in Acts chapter 7. Have a look at what they say and think about the context, who's there, and how that might have shaped what Peter said, and maybe how he said it, and Stephen said, and how he said it. And then make notes as you go through on these questions. I've got 5 questions for you. These are in the show notes if you don't see them on screen. What do you see that is similar in those two situations, Acts 2 and Acts 7? Secondly, what is similar in the content of the two lessons? You're looking for similarities. Thirdly, what do you see that is different in the two situations? And then fourthly, what do you see that is different in the content of the two lessons? So similarities of situation and content, and then differences of situation and content. Those are your 4 main questions. And then fifthly and finally, what might account for the similarities and the differences in the lessons? What might account for those similarities, and what might account for those differences in those lessons? So maybe you can pause and do that. Let me go on. So here we have 2 powerful Christian preachers, full of the Holy Spirit, full of faith. Peter and Stephen believe the same things about Jesus. They've experienced the same things in Christ. They are both talking to Jewish people in Jerusalem in the early days of the New Covenant. A lot of similarities. However, their lessons are not the same, are they? Now, there's a chart I've put in the show notes that indicates some of the differences between Peter's and Stephen's speeches. And let's go through those briefly right now. The context for Peter is a general Jewish crowd. For Stephen, it's Sanhedrin leaders and other leaders. The tone of Peter's lesson is persuasive. It is hopeful. It is inviting. Stephen's tone is more bold, more confrontational, and more accusatory. In Peter's situation, the main point seems to be that Jesus is the Messiah and he is Lord. Stephen's main point seems to be that Israel has always rejected God's messengers, including Jesus. The use of scripture for Peter, there's a lot of fulfilled prophecy, Joel and so on. But for Stephen, the scripture use is more about Israel's history of rebellion, Genesis and the prophets and so on. The call to action for Peter is repent and be baptized. The call to action for Stephen, well, he basically exposes their guilt. There's no explicit invitation to change there, though it could be implied. And the results are very different. 3,000 are baptized in Acts chapter 2, whereas Stephen, the lone Stephen, is martyred in Acts chapter 7. Very different contexts, very different lessons, both by Christian men. Both a response to what has happened with the resurrection, yet so different. You see, Peter and Stephen, they knew who they were speaking to. Their lessons were influenced by the context. They knew they had different audiences. The content of their speeches was shaped by the context of their differences of their audience. So let's reflect on a couple of things here before we wrap up. Firstly, consider your next audience. What is the mix of Christians and, say, non-Christians, believers and non-believers? What about the cultural background mix in your group? What about the age range? From how young to how old? Will people expect, what are they expecting? Will they expect edification, education, an appeal to discipleship, a call to repentance, something else? What do you think people are expecting when they turn up to hear you speak? These are things worth reflecting on. Next time, we're going to explore how to connect with our audience in a way that helps them to give us their attention. That's for next time. Let me finish with a question here. How will your understanding of the expectations of those who will listen to you change the way you shape your lesson in its presentation and in its content? I'd like to know what you think. Please drop me a line. Leave a comment anywhere we can see it, because we learn best when we're learning in community. Let's all learn together. Please do consider joining me with other AIM UK and Ireland students. Currently, we're studying New Testament Survey. You can find the details at the website. If you have a question about the Bible or anything connected to that, then drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a copy of my free ebook on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People, then sign up for my newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. And if you know anybody that might benefit from this, please pass the link on. Well, for now, until the next time, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.